Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Tierney clearly back on The Fan 102, so we got another hour to go, and then it's Courtney and Roberts here all day. Drive home, stick with the boys. On Twitter at Tiki and Tierney, we're going to get to these calls as well about the numbers, the tracking. Listen, I get a little geeked up with this. I do every year. I do. And I needed to bring somebody on that can give us the proper direction, and that somebody is good. His name is John Heyman. Very good. Odyssey MLB Insider. John, of course, is part of the crew and is presented by BetQL. Bet access and get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. So bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com today. John, first appearance on this station, this show. We've chatted many times over the year. How are you, buddy? Sure. What's happening?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? Hi, Brandon. How you doing, Tiki?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm good.
Well, good. We've got a couple things we want to throw at you here. I follow the Hall of Fame tracker, and I know it's sometimes misleading. Right now, let me get everybody up. Let me actually hit refresh. I believe last I checked, there was 43.6% of the known ballots that are out there. Yes, 43.6%. There's about, I want to say, 370 voters-ish. Right now, Ortiz is at 84%. You've got Bonds at 77 change. Clemens right above the 75% threshold of 76. Poppy's getting in. Where are we this year on Bonds and Clemens?
Yeah, I mean, if precedent holds, I think that Ortiz will get in. I think you are right, BT. I really do. He's at 83, 84% right now. I don't think Bonds and Clemens are going to make it. The older voters aren't generally on Twitter. I'm older, but I am on Twitter. So my vote is in there. But a lot of the guys of my age and older are not in yet. And they're a little tougher on the steroids generally. I'm pretty tough on the steroids. You know, people will say my ballot isn't consistent. I've come around on Barry Bonds just because in 1996, he hadn't done steroids. And by the end of the 96 season, he had 334 home runs, 380 stolen bases. And there wasn't one player in baseball at that point who had more in both categories than him. And I believe the narrative that he didn't do steroids until around 2001. I mean, he went from a 35 home run guy to a 73 home run guy in one case. So, you know, I think the evidence is in. And if, even without Balco and without the Mitchell report, I think we understand that Barry Bonds did steroids. And, you know, the thing that makes this ballot so hard is that the best seven players, by their accomplishments, all are linked to steroids. And that, you know, there are a lot of other really good players on this ballot, and I don't want to give them short shrift. They were competing against guys who did steroids. Of course, we don't know 100% if a guy did or didn't do steroids. You know, I think in the case of guys who did do them, we may know Bonds fairly did do steroids, Clemens did steroids, but, you know, we don't know on the other guys. But I'm going to assume if they're not caught, if there's been no article and no report, you know, and no other evidence that they didn't do steroids. So I try to favor those guys. I did vote for five guys. you know, I think I might have been a little tough. I think I probably could have voted for a couple more.
Who'd you vote for, John? Give us the ballot real quick.
I did vote for Bonds. That was my one steroid guy I've ever voted for. And the other candidates I voted for are Scott Rowland, Curt Schilling, Andrew Jones, and Jeff Kent. You know, to me, on this ballot, you've got the eight guys connected to PEDs. A very good case could be made for all of them if you don't have anything against PEDs.
Yeah.
Those eight guys. And then you have about 15 other guys, I think, have a decent case to get in. And I voted for four of those 15 guys.
Hey, John, explain to me, and I guess us, how you rationalize your threshold on this guy did steroids, but maybe he didn't, and so I'm okay with it. Like, how do you rationalize that?
Yeah, to me, a guy has to be caught with steroids, and that means a failed test, a suspension, the Mitchell report, something like that. You know, if that is the case, and that is the case for eight of these guys, to me, they did do steroids. Now, I'm not opposed. If somebody wants to vote for them all because they all did great things on the ball field, if somebody says, I understand they did steroids, I'm still going to vote for them. I get it. I mean, these were some of the best players in some cases of all time. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to leave them out. So, if someone votes for Ortiz or Clemens, Sheffield, A-Rod, Ramirez, Sosa, Pettit, I'm okay with it. I didn't vote for Bonds initially. I am voting for him now based on the narrative. Some people will say it's inconsistent. I should be voting for Clemens. That's always a tough call for me. I do know that Clemens went to Toronto in the late 90s. So quite a few years earlier, he started doing the steroids than Bonds. So that's how I differentiate there. The tough one for me, and I tweeted about this, is that, I'm always defending the PBWAA. I think we do a good job under the circumstance. I don't think we did a good job covering steroids because we didn't uncover anything at the time. So we did a bad job with that. But
we all did.
In general, well, it's more my responsibility than yours, BT.
That's true. I got you. That's true.
So,
that's fair.
I think we do a good job with the voting. To me, and I don't, if Ortiz gets in, that's fine with me. But to me, it's not a good job by us.
Yeah.
And I think we can be criticized if David Ortiz, who's linked to steroids, gets in on try number one, and Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens have gone through 10 times and are not in. You know, they are better players. I'm sorry to break this to the people in Boston who don't believe it. Bonds and Clemens are all-time greats.
Yeah.
Ortiz is a great player. His stats, his achievements are Hall of Fame worthy, but he is linked to steroids.
Yeah.
Now, some will say some are more linked than others, but, you know, I'm not going to vote for somebody who's linked on the first ballot. And look, it looks like Ortiz. I think you're right, BT. I think Ortiz is getting in. And I think we look bad that Ortiz gets a pass year one, and Barry Bonds and Clemens have gone through 10 years of this and aren't going
to
get in.
Yeah, you know, John, I'm not trying to have you speak on behalf of your fellow Pro
That's
Baseball
okay.
Writers Association of America members, but you just said you guys did collectively a bad job of talking about uncovering the steroid issue. But if it had happened and the MLB wasn't, the Major League Baseball itself was not coming down hard on him, what would you have written at the time? You know what I mean? I remember vividly.
There are investigative reporters, and we're obviously poor ones. You know, we were covering the balls and strikes. You know, I was writing early running sub on all the games as the Angels beat writer, then the Yankees beat writer, then baseball columnist at Newsday. You know, you heard some whispers. There was an occasional mention. I think Bob Nightingale in the LA Times once or twice broached the subject. I think he actually questioned Mike Piazza at one point. Piazza denied it, but he did write about it. The rest of us took the easy route and didn't do the investigation. And, I think we're left with this. And, in some sense, we deserve it.
Mm. I appreciate your candor with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty forthright. So we're talking to John.
It's only fair. We did a poor job.
I hear you, man. That's John Heyman and Odyssey MLB Insider with us here on Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. Here's my biggest issue with the whole Bonds and Clemens thing. First of all, I respectfully disagree. While I do agree that I think it's fair to deduce that whatever he was doing really spiked when he was up there in Toronto. Didn't Tiger Woods have a doctor up there, blood spitting stuff? What was that, Doc? Tony, what was that guy's name up there? Not what was the doctor up in Toronto that a lot of people were allegedly getting some stuff from? Either way,
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously the trainer, Brian McNamee.
No, not Toronto, somebody else. No, not Brian. Somebody
yeah,
else.
I know.
You know what I'm saying.
But there with him. And, you know, obviously Brian McNamee has been honest about what happened there. And thanks to him, we had the Mitchell report.
No, no doubt. But, I mean, I remember watching Roger Clemens in the College World Series. I remember watching, I think that was Greg Swindell's team with Texas. I remember watching, you know, Roger Clemens in the 86 World Series. He won the MVP that year over Don Mattingly. I understand that, you know, he was pretty much done when he finished up in Boston. And he had this revival, and I think we all know why. But, I mean, Roger Clemens up until that point was one of the best pitchers I had ever seen. So I almost feel like you're being unfair to Clemens because I think he was better than you make it out to be.
Yeah, I mean, he did have three Cy Youngs, I believe, in Boston. I don't have the numbers in front of me. He was his win total was in the upper 100s. Certainly you could make a case at that point that if he had retired before going to Toronto – maybe he is a Hall of Famer at that point. He had more than 10 years in. So you could make that case. So, you know, it's a fair argument. And, I'm very tough on steroids. I look at Barry Bonds as the case. Didn't do steroids until Sosa and McGuire did it and zoomed on past him. And then he wanted to catch up. So that's why I vote for him. I could see there isn't a big differentiation between Bonds and Clemens, but like I said, I'm very tough on steroids, and it takes a lot for me to vote for anybody with steroids. And to this point, and I guess it's the end for Bonds and Clemens.
Well, here's that's where I want to get to, John.
Weekend on Bonds.
It's not though. And by the way, the name I was searching for, thank you, Dove, Dr. Galea. That's a name that we all remember. Thank you very much. There you go. So, I know that you know this, but I want everybody to understand this. So we have the Golden Days era committee, which is what rightfully finally got Gil Hodges in, Tony Oliva, Mitty Minoso. There's also something that is brand new. It's called the Today's Committee, and they will be responsible from the era of 1988 to 2016. So while, you know, Clemens and Bonds and Sosa will expire after this year, and Schilling as well, there's a chance that they can get into the Hall of Fame next year with the Today's Era Committee. Do I have that right?
There is a chance. Like I said, the voters are, in terms of the favorability toward Bonds and Clemens, it skews young. So, you know, the people on those committees are even older than I am, believe it or not. And I think we'd be generally not predisposed to vote for steroid guys. And, that'd be just my guess. What did Gil Hodges come up like 50 times before he got in? I mean, maybe eventually Bonds and Clemens will get in. Thankfully, Gil Hodges finally got in. I mean, for his baseball life, winning that miracle World Series, seven times 100 RBIs with them bums. Gil Hodges clearly deserved it. And you guys referenced, I was listening earlier, Harold Baines and some of the other guys who were not as obvious as Hall of Famers. I did not vote for Harold Baines. I think he was knocked off the ballot. And, I think Tiki had it right. I mean, you could make a case, but, you know, it's good we have these Veterans Committee. I'm glad we do because I think they put in some worthy candidates this year, including Hodges and Codd and Oliva.
Yeah.
Yep.
Minoso. But they are not perfect. And, you know, they're being that they're so small, sometimes they're, I would say affected by having friends on the committee. In that case, Tony La Russa and Jerry Reinsdorf, who I like very much, a Northwestern guy, they went for their friend and Harold Baines. I mean, Harold Baines was a great ball player, I think on the wrong side of the Hall of Fame line, but case could be made, and they made a case and they sold the other guys and Harold Baines is in, and just like this year, and I'm not arguing against Codd and Oliva because they're two of the five guys that I advocated for, including Dick Allen. I thought Dick Allen should have gotten in. I'm not quite sure why he didn't, but being realistic about it, having Rod Carew and Bert Blyleven, two twins on the committee, didn't hurt Jim Codd and Tony Oliva.
That's fair, and you can make the case Blyleven shouldn't be in, despite having maybe the best curveball of all time. So we're talking, and over 3,000 strikeouts. We're talking to John Heyman, talking some baseball here on The Fan with Tiki and Tierney.
Yeah, John, can you quantify what it means for these guys when they get in, especially the veterans guys? They've waited for a long time. Like, what does it do to them or for them?
Well, certainly for their psyche, it does quite a bit in terms of quantifying, in terms of the money. I wouldn't know that, but there certainly is, it is quantifiable because their signatures are worth more. And, you know, many of these guys who didn't make $20 million a year when they were playing And I certainly do not begrudge them. You're making $150,000 in some cases, and there are guys that are comparable making $20 million now a year. I don't begrudge them going to a card show and signing. And certainly if you put that HOF in there, your signature is worth more. I couldn't tell you how much more, but I know it is a big deal to all these guys. I know some of them are poo-poo it, and you know, maybe there's one or two guys it doesn't matter to, but the reaction when they get in is pretty special in most cases, and great to watch.
Well, so, John, why do you think I want Tiki to get in the Hall of Fame? Tiki will make more money. I think by extension, I'll make more money.
I mean, come on. Tiki should be in the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
That's ridiculous.
I hope by 4 o'clock this afternoon, my brother will be in the Hall of Fame. We'll find out.
Yeah, Rondé's going to know
how
today.
How is Tiki not in the Hall of Fame? You know, I actually covered a few football games.
Did you really?
Tuesday
Did
when
you
I
really?
Was a general columnist. Tiki is an amazing football player.
Thank you.
I'm well
to
aware,
be fair,
John.
I'm not a
beat the drum. Beat the drum, John.
He was incredible.
He was unstoppable.
I appreciate
when
it.
He
Great
was
moves.
In his prime.
I mean, Barry Sanders might be number one on the moves, but Tiki's definitely in the top five.
I was subtle.
Marshall Faulk.
Outmaneuver guys.
Marshall Faulk, Tiki. No, I got you. All right, so final thing, John. I mentioned the Today's Committee era that encompasses, you know, the late 80s through the mid-2010s, right? Does that open the door? Let's end it with a real local hit. Does that open the door at all for Mattingly and or Hernandez?
Yeah, I mean, Mattingly has been on these, has been up for the Hall of Fame, and as Hernandez for the on these committees. They were not up the last time, but they have been up, and they haven't quite made it. In San Diego was 2019. Winter meetings, Mattingly was on the ballot, and he didn't get much traction. I was a guy who did vote for Don Mattingly. Every year he was on the ballot, so I think it was 15 years, and he made it through without getting knocked off. I don't like that rule of knocking guys, because we've knocked off a lot of really good players. I mean, Carlos Delgado and Bobby Gritsch.
Even Bernie. You know, Bernie, right? Bernie Posada.
I didn't vote for Bernie. I did vote for Posada. You know, these are all close calls. I think we are underrepresented in terms of catchers.
Huh.
And, you know, I did vote for Mattingly. I support Keith Hernandez now. I think we were a little too tough. I think generally we've done a good job. But as I said, if we're only putting David Ortiz in and no Barry Bonds and none of these other guys,
yep,
didn't do steroids, I don't think it looks great.
Yeah.
And, I understand the link isn't as great for Ortiz. He did reportedly fail that 2003 survey test. To me, that's enough of a link that, you know, I'm going to weigh that.
I agree.
Say, at this point, I'm not voting for David Ortiz. And we got 84% of people are voting for David Ortiz. I put it out there on Twitter. What is going on? Why is this happening?
Because he's likable.
Yeah, he's affable. Big Poppy.
That was number one.
Big Poppy.
You hit it. Tiki hit it. Yeah, he is a likable guy. You know, you see him cackling on the on TV there with A-Rod, and people love David Ortiz. And he obviously did a great job with Boston Strong. I mean, he's good personality,
awesome.
Not taken away. I do not vote on personality. You know, I've voted for a lot of guys I really do not like. You know, I mean, Jeff Kent, Curt Schilling. I mean, you know, they're not Mr. Warmth. I don't think it should have anything to do with it. And I don't think it does. You know, for years I was on with the show with Evan Roberts and
Joe. Yeah, I used to hear you all the time. Yeah, they used to ask you for football picks for some reason.
Right, they did. Right, and I think I went 2 for 2 and 14 one year.
Well, it's because you covered a couple of Tiki's games. They thought you knew football.
I was faking it. I was faking it too.
That's all right. Hey, John, 10 seconds. Your best guess? Not March, certainly for the lockout. April, May. When are we back to baseball?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that we play a full season. At this point, I would say it's likely, and I don't have this on good authority. I can just see the way the wind is blowing here that we're delayed in spring training at the very least. They shortened spring training. We may be delayed for the season, but I'm still hopeful that we get a full season in. There has been basically almost no progress to this point, but
yeah.
Just with so much to lose, I'm just optimistic that they figure something out.
Get it together, guys. Get it together. John, really good spot. I know we'll be chatting a lot during the season. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much.
Anytime, guys. Always a pleasure. And Tiki, you should be in.
I appreciate you, John. Thank you. Keep yelling it. Loudly.
Somebody's got to yell it, right? John Heyman.
Thank you, John.
The Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. All right. That was good. A lot to extrapolate from that conversation with John. Which way are you leaning here? 877-337-6666. We're hammering the calls next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.